This is Passport to Texas. To unwind from a demanding day at work or school, a simple change of scenery may do the trick.
Research and theory suggest nature is very supportive of human functioning.
Dr. Andrea Faber-Taylor studies the connection between environment and behavior at the University of Illinois. Her research, along with others, reveals what we've thought all along. Exposure to even a little green space renews our minds.
When we compare a barren space to a space that just has a few mature trees and a little bit of grass, it's really striking. You know, it's certainly not a rich, lush, green environment. Even a view of a green space is beneficial. So it suggests to us that nature and even a little bit of trees and plants makes it more restorative.
So what does nature offer that other settings don't?
Environments that might be restorative or helpful have characteristics that engage our attention, but in a very gentle way. TV or video games, certainly they engage our attention, but it's in a very riveting way. For an environment to be restorative, there's room in your mind for reflective thought. A space maybe doesn't need to be huge if it has enough richness and enough depth to engage our minds and hold our attention.
So tonight, instead of the TV, try a walk in a park. It does a mind and body good. That's our show. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, supporting hunter and aquatic education in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.